to be present, we must be intentional. And to bear fruit, we must feed the soul. You're listening to Pod Sip and Ponder. Summer, we kind of wanted to take a break from the serious topics and also to give you a glance of who we are kind of outside of those deep topics. And I have my friends here with me. I'm super excited. So we're going to test this out, see how it goes. But this is going to be the game night series. And hopefully, maybe you guys can help us too in letting us know what kind of games we should play on here. But I'm super excited. So we're going to go around and introduce ourselves by saying our name. And if we could go into any or be a part of any childhood show, what would it be? I'll go first. I would do... I'm stuck in between Camp Rock or High School Musical. That was my whole childhood. If life could be that perfect, that would be great. Bust out in songs. And I mean, the love stories were cute, even though they were unrealistic and a little bit dramatic. I think it's cute. So, and the music makes me happy. So that'd be mine. All right, who wants to go next?
You said any show, right?
Yeah. Or oh, my name is Pauline. Did I say that? Okay.
Pauline, they know who you are.
In case you don't know me.
Just kidding. Hey, guys. It's Mary Rose. I think a show that I would be on, I don't know. I would say New Girl because it's too realistic, but like, that'd be a fun.
Who's your favorite character from New Girl?
You watch New Girl.
I like Nick and the other, Schmitty. Yeah, Schmitty's funny.
All right, on the other side,
whoever wants to. Oh, whoever. Okay.
Me. Hi, guys. I'm Mark. Where do I look?
You can watch it everywhere. You can look at there.
Wait, say your name again.
Huh?
Say your name again.
I'm Mark.
Can you look at the camera and say?
I'm Mark.
Wait, one more time?
Five more times, please.
I'm Mark.
Baby, in the mic. In the mic.
I'm Mark.
Okay. Slay. And, Slay. All right.
Oh, and, yeah. I guess a childhood show that I would love to be in. Yo, it might be Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
That's a good one.
Yeah, because of how hectic I am sometimes.
Oh, that would be cute. So would you be really like funny. Their friend? Or would you want to be one of the twins?
No, I would be their friend. Oh, they're twins?
One of the twins.
Triplets?
Yeah, you look exactly like them.
Yeah, that
Filipino version.
No, yeah, that one chromosome of like Filipino.
What went wrong here?
Well, the dad did look a little.
And then I have the bowl cut with them.
Oh heck no!
The dad, you know, was not white, so you could have.
Oh really?
No,
oh, really?
He wasn't. Remember, they were separated. They were divorced. Oh. He was like
in
tan.
The show, right?
He was. I think it was Latino.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
Next caller. Next caller.
Oh, Ricardo de la Ramirez.
Bruh.
Go ahead.
Hi guys, I'm Kelsey. For a show, I would say, it's like between Phineas and Ferb and High School Musical.
Oh,
it's like my childhood growing up.
Phineas and Ferb, really?
Yeah, it's like, I always wait until like 8 p.m. and I would beg my mom, like, for me to, like, hey mom, can I watch Phineas and Ferb and then finish homework
so
later?
Phineas and Ferb was definitely underrated.
Yeah. Phineas and Ferb is good.
Definitely. Yeah. What did your mom say?
Do your homework.
She said yes.
After you do your homework.
Yeah.
Okay, mom.
Like, just watch it and then do my homework.
Okay, mom.
You remember the theme song?
So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb just gonna do it all.
Damn, we got copyrighted right there.
Vacation.
So accurate.
Okay.
All right. Next. Last but not least.
My name is Nico. I would say my favorite show growing up was Teen Titans. Definitely Beast Boy. I always looked up to him and saw a lot of similarities, and I would love to be a part of the Titans.
What are those similarities?
You want to be
chaotic,
humorous, sensitive, loving. Yeah.
Nice.
And also Avatar: The Last Airbender. If Gilbert's watching this, if he's watching this, he's gonna say that, because I always say airbenders are the most powerful ones, and he always says that Earthbender is the most powerful ones, and I disagree with that, because airbenders, you can literally control the air in someone's lungs, you can fly, airbenders are like way up there, so I would definitely love to be an airbender. If anything,
we can add that in our next game. Unpopular opinions. All right, so thank you guys for sharing. I'm so happy. I mean, this is like stuff that we do on like casually with each other, and it's always nice to have some friends that you can not be so serious with and have a laugh with, but also have those intimate, you know, accountability conversations. And so you are getting a glimpse of what we are like outside. We have a lot of childish immaturity, humor, but I love it. I think it definitely gives me joy, so I'm excited. So yeah, are you guys ready for game night?
No.
Should we, if this goes well, we should have like a jingle or something.
Really game night. Yeah. You just start clapping. Game night.
Subscribe, comment, like, and we should continue our game nights after this. All right, so the first game that I have is called Hot Takes. So some of you guys have probably heard it or seen it on other podcasts, but so we all give a hot take, and we are given 30 seconds to kind of debate and try to persuade the group that is listening on why you think you're right. And then there's going to be another 30 seconds where the group will discuss amongst themselves as to why they agree or disagree. And then we will tally the votes to see who sides with whatever. And the one with the most points wins. Make sense? Yeah. So I gave some references to my friends if they wanted to look at that. But if you guys have something at the top of your head already, we can go with that. And remember, when they're talking, the other side can't talk at all, can't contribute to the conversation. So
many volunteers on this side.
I don't know.
Pineapple on pizza. What do we think about that
now? Is that what you're doing?
Sure.
Are you volunteering as tribute?
Well, I guess now that we've got this far.
Okay, we gotta have a timer.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
ready?
Wait.
Right? 40?
Yep. And go.
Pineapple on pizza.
Talking to the mic.
Is the greatest invention ever, because you have that Hawaiian element, there's that sweet and salty element going on that otherwise you would be lacking in other pizzas such as anchovies.
What?
No talking, please. You know, our tongue is made of many palates. Our tongue has many palates, and that is just adding one element to the palate. I rest my case.
Wait, was that 30 seconds?
Yeah, that was 30.
35, actually.
All right, guys, so we have 30 seconds to discuss. Starting now. All right.
Terrible case.
He said the best.
What?
He said it was the best. This is the best. Meaning there's nothing that surpasses pineapple on a pizza.
Pineapple on a pizza is the best. Because it's like, it's add flavors to all the toppings.
Mm-hmm. True. I mean, I like it.
I like it too.
This is about to be the easiest debate.
I was craving for pizza one day. I went to Aldi and they don't have any like Hawaiian pizza, and I have to buy
a separate can
of pineapple to put on my pizza.
And people will say that people who like it are like crazy or, you know, psychotic. Is that's way, way too exaggerated. So,
but they made it for a reason. Like, it's the...
Is it really Hawaiian, though?
I don't know.
I don't know what real Hawaiian is.
Okay. All right. So, who is in favor to say that pineapple is good on pizza?
I'm gonna give my hand.
Raise your hand.
Wow! Whoa! We talked about this earlier.
You're weird!
So you get 3 points, Nico.
$3.
Congratulations.
$3? Really? We don't have that fun. What?
Pause. All right, who's next? Like who has one?
A pizza. Oh, I don't have one yet. I had some. All right, who wants to go next? I don't have any.
Think about it.
I think I had some because I talked to my coworkers about it today.
Just let it flow through you.
Oh, I'll choose one from here.
Yeah.
I think McDonald's is the best fast food place ever.
Ooh. Okay.
Starting.
Are you? Let's. We can wait now. 10 seconds. Oh, okay.
All right. So you can't lie when, especially if you have no money at all, that McDonald's doesn't hit like at the best time. It's filling. It's. I mean, if you go to Burger King, you can't say all of them is good. I think the majority of the McDonald's menu is pretty good. Majority of it. And where do you go when you have a craving for sweets and ice cream? You go to McDonald's. And also, there's this just the nostalgia of going to McDonald's, especially when you're in elementary school and they had the fundraiser at McDonald's with the best place to go, period.
And that was 40 seconds.
Right.
Okay.
Was that really?
Yeah.
Don't matter.
Okay, that's fine. I rest my case. All right, you guys can go.
All right, so first of all, I just want to say, we are comparing McDonald's to Chick-fil-A, Five Guys, which is all fast food, by the way.
Yeah.
But disqualified.
No.
Chick-fil-A, Five Guys, Auntie Anne's, Chipotle, Panera, Burger King, Wendy's, I mean, White Castle, Shake Shack.
What is that?
White Castle? It's another like fast food.
Like sliders, in and
but
out.
But like it, it's like
yeah, Jollibee.
But McDonald's is everywhere.
Yeah, and it's like affordable
worldwide
and
too.
You get
but we're
good
talking
discount.
About quality.
Here. Quality.
Quality. Oh. Quality wise, Jollibee is the best. It's like okay. The two Chicken Joy and a falafel.
I'm sick
like
of Jollibee, bro.
$10. And their seasoning is so good. The adobo rice.
Pananam palataya.
All right, y'all had more than enough time. Okay. So, I should have stuck to, like, drive-thru. That would have made it a little bit simpler, but... All right, who agrees that McDonald's...
Who
agrees that McDonald's the best?
Yeah! Nah, but that's uneven, because...
You don't go to Burger King.
Nah, there's
four of us.
Out of
everything, you go to Burger King?
I'll go to Jollibee.
No, I'm saying what? This
council is let's do drive-thru.
No, but Jollibee's different.
Jollibee's
that's like dine-in, like actual
that's
entree
your hot
stuff.
Jollibee chicken.
You can say Jollibee is the best.
Jollibee chicken.
Let's do drive-thru.
Drive-thru?
Girl, you did yours already.
Okay,
fine.
You lost.
Anyways, I got 2 points.
You lost.
I got $2. $2. Who's next?
You lost. What do you mean?
What do you mean I lost?
It's a tie.
No, we're not on teams.
Yeah, who said we're not on teams?
It's,
no, we're just separated. What do you mean?
No, it's for yourself.
Oh, you just earn as much. All right, all right.
Yes, dingus.
I thought we were like voting you off. Voting you off the island.
Voting you off the podcast.
All right, who's next?
Well, someone on that side this time.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna zigzag. Kelsey? Mark, Mark?
It could be music. It could be...
Jollibee has the best chicken.
Okay,
ready, set, go.
Oh, cool, because the flavor, it's like, it's fitted for an Asian person from Asia. I mean, I'm like straight out of plane from Vietnam, so. It's like very seasoning according to my taste. Versus Popeyes, too salty. Way too salty. And the fries, not even good. Palapok, amazing. Oh my God. Palapok is everything. And I risk my case.
Wow, simple.
Okay, you got 3 seconds. Okay.
Ready? We can just go now. I don't think Jollibee chicken is seasoned very well.
I mean,
I like it on
fried.
The... But, like, Popeyes is, like... Is it, what, Cajun?
Mm-hmm. Cajun, yeah.
Their fries, they don't even need, like, ketchup. That's how well-seasoned they are. Mm. And, like... I don't know. Like, the rest of Jollibee's menu is just not a hit to me at all.
It's cheap.
Hey!
Talking!
Yeah,
it's okay.
No, but Kelsey said chicken, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Has the best chicken.
Oh, has the best chicken.
Oh,
yeah,
get the
still,
fries, guys.
Chicken, I don't not crave Jollibee chicken because it's not the best seasoned. It's not
I mean, it's
honestly,
just spicy and normal.
You know, like,
spicy and normal.
Yeah, it's not regular. Seasoned.
It's not seasoned. It's like salt, pepper.
They add like hormones to the chicken too, right?
What?
Like,
for Jollibee? I mean, I think all the fast food.
I don't know about that.
Them things big. You know what I mean? That's when you put hormones
what
in
does
the
that
chicken.
Mean?
I think that's America in general.
America in general.
All right.
Can I ask something else? Like,
well,
like
now we have to vote first.
No, boy, not yet. Okay.
You can talk more after we vote. Who agrees that Jollibee is the best chicken?
I like Jollibee.
I'm sorry, Kelsey.
What?
I'm sorry. Wait, I don't
know. Jollibee's juicy, dude.
I've had better chicken. I'm
gonna say, best chicken. Okay. Wait, you're both the same.
What? Jollibee's juicy. Bro, people like getting a rotisserie chicken at like Whole Foods. Man, like at lemon herb too. Like
really?
Like that's quality.
But
chicken.
That's grilled.
Whole Foods.
Best chicken. Okay, right? I think we're getting off track.
Okay.
Best chicken.
Yeah,
good. I got two, right?
You want a piece of meat?
You got 2 points. All right.
Oh, I need to ask something. Sorry.
Sure. What's it in the mic?
Well, the spicy chicken at Jollibee is real spicy.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
And the spicy chicken at Popeyes?
It's not.
Water.
Man, that's a different
hot thing. The thing is, like, I can only eat Jollibee if it's with rice. Like, I can eat, like, any other fast food chicken without rice. Like, I'd be straight. That's how much Jollibee is not enough for me.
But you can eat it with rice or you can't eat
it? Like, I would have to eat it with rice because it's not enough for me. Jollibee.
Okay, I have one.
Oh, so no, you already went. Wait.
Yeah, can you go for me? I'll give you the question. I'll give you the prompt.
What?
Oh, heck no. Wait.
I can go twice, right?
No, let everyone go. Because we're doing 2 rounds.
Yeah. I don't even know yet.
Oh, God.
First, let Mary Rose go.
No, yeah, I'm thinking of one. Okay, I think I got one.
All right.
Those are at 30.
It doesn't matter. We're not really going.
Bruh. All right.
Just go. So, When we say shut up.
Shut up.
Okay, shut up now.
Bruh. I'm going to say.
And wait. Time.
What?
That's pause. It. How many people
agree with her? Boy. Okay. I'm going to say Minecraft is still the best video game ever. All right.
Okay.
All right. So, even though it's been developed ever since, I'd say the 2000, 2006, 2010, it's still being updated every single day, every single year, so there's always amazing updates. You can do anything in the world. So you can create your own block kingdoms, houses, people, make your own farms, XPs, experiences, and even you can also do them with friends. So, it's a very nostalgic type of video game, even though those who don't play it, they can still have access or watch others play it, so they can feel that vibe of Minecraft as well. Why are you
and time?
And time.
What?
And are you keeping time actually?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
That was pretty spot on though.
Was it?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Go. Ready? Go. You guys talk because I don't play.
You think Minecraft is the best video game ever?
To this day.
She hasn't played it in a while.
And we're talking about like Legend of Zelda, Pokemon, you know, Nintendo games. You're comparing them to, you know, these classics, Mario, you know, Super Mario Galaxy.
Cooking Mama? You're
forgetting about Sims.
The Sims.
The Sims?
I don't think she played Sims.
Is Minecraft, Fantasy. You have to pay, right?
You do.
Oh,
it's
$3. Is it expensive?
I think.
Oh, that's not bad.
You have to pay for Minecraft?
No, $10, I think. Yeah.
Oh. You don't have to pay for Fortnite.
Yeah.
You do have to pay for Sims, but it's a price. It's a good price. I would pay that for Sims. Like you can build, you can like design per people, human, whatever. You can farms.
But Minecraft is for everyone though.
All right, if Gilbert was here, he would say Tales of Symphonia is the best game.
What is that?
And I would agree with him. I would agree with him because it teaches you friendship. It teaches you all these like principles and values in life. Pokemon teaches you principles and values. What does Minecraft teach you?
Time! Survival. Okay.
Dude, I have survival. So much to say.
Survival. All right.
Survival of the
fittest. Oh, that's hard because I don't play. Okay. Who votes that Minecraft is the best game today?
Literally no one. Crickets.
I'll do it.
Editor, get the crickets on the fact.
You said today, babe?
Actually, I still don't know.
Today?
What do you mean today?
It's like up to date.
Yeah, it's up to date every day, every single year. You only have to pay once. Sorry, I did not say that, but you know. You don't have to pay once. You don't have to pay no annual fees. Only if you get a realm. Or if you get a server.
Don't.
So.
I'll do it.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Because I don't play games like that. But Minecraft is probably one of the first I've ever played. Aside from GTA.
GTA.
GTA Cooking Mama and Nintendo Dogs.
GTA is too much.
Dang, that's
GTA. Hey, where'd you come from? Ayo.
Literally, that was in my babysitter's house. That's the first game I played ever.
That's another story.
I think I'll go with dogs are better than cats.
Can you say it in the mic, please?
I'd say it's pretty popular.
Can you hear me now? Hello? dogs are better than cats.
Okay, state your case. Go.
You gotta go.
Argue.
Oh, right now?
Yes.
Yeah. Dogs are better than cats.
Why?
Nice.
Emphasize.
No, I think the love that dogs show towards their owners is way more better than cats. I feel like cats, just when looking at them sometimes, it's like they hate you, dude. Yeah. They don't like you. It's just a meow. And it's like, leave me alone. But the dog is more of like,
wait, do that again?
It's like, give me love. Or like, yo, and then dogs, like, they love their bellies rubbed, right? And they show it. What does a cat do? Like, all right, I'm done. Woohoo!
No, we made that. Okay.
Do you rest your case? Is that done?
Yeah.
Okay. Who votes that dogs are better than cats?
That was too easy.
You sold me.
You had me.
Couldn't have said it any better.
That was the best commercial in the world.
He said,
meow. Did he clip that? Just that. Like, no context.
But no context. You just see, like, muck, like, barking.
But that's true. Like, well, dogs are a man's best friend. Like, I don't see. Cats are. I've been attacked by a cat once, and it was not fun.
I will say, to play the advocate for the other side, Brand. There are some cats that act like dogs, that they're very friendly and playful and allow you to pet them, and they're very affectionate. But that doesn't mean that that they're only showing characteristics of dogs, if that makes sense. So it's like,
but cats at the core, they're still
evil.
Yeah,
they want to be a dog.
They want
to
be
so
a dog.
So you have to train a cat to be a dog.
Meow, 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 meow. You have to. It's confused. It's confused. Meow, 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 meow. It's like, what?
The cat, like, joins a group of dogs. Like, what's up, guys? What?
He eats like dog food.
It's like, who is this guy? So like the dogs are all confused.
Oh my gosh.
Are you mixed?
Sorry for cat shaming. for the cat lovers.
Side eye.
But, you know, unpopular opinions. All right, nice. All right, let's do one more round of it.
Oh, yeah. Nico, did you have one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Nico, go.
Yes, I did, in fact, have one.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So, no.
Okay, go.
Here we go. And so, unpopular opinion. Androids are better than iPhones in every single way. Minus one thing, doesn't have iMessage. That's the only reason why I use an iPhone. That's the only reason why I use this. But Androids, you have so much more freedom, has much more capability. Doesn't turn off on you when you're at like 5%. it's family friendly, it's user friendly. You can download apps from anything. It's cuter. The icons there, you can customize the fonts, you can customize the pictures, you can customize the theme. You can make it into your world, in your language. iPhone, it's just like boring. It's pan tostado. It's dry bread without any butter.
You rest your case?
Yes.
All right, ready? Go. You can customize your icons. Mm-hmm. Better camera quality. Mm-hmm.
Everybody in this room has an iPhone right now.
Yes. False.
Even like Google, I don't even believe they have
an iPhone. What's that?
How are you supposed to FaceTime?
Yeah, you can't FaceTime. Yeah, you can't be a part of the group chat.
Didn't they like?
You can't.
Oh, I mean, they're gonna update Android and like Apple to be able to have like group chats and FaceTime.
Also, they're gonna be friends.
So it'll be like compatible.
So they're gonna be blue, like, or they're gonna be green?
No, like you can. That's when you first started a group, you can add like an Android person, but like if you have like a group created already, you cannot add it.
Oh, wait, what does blue and green make?
Blue is iPhone, green is...
No, he's talking about what color they make. I don't know.
Green?
Green, turquoise?
Turquoise. Wait,
okay, that's a different...
But there's a lot of capabilities. I mean, I'm not really sure what Android does now, but, like, there's so many things you could do on health. You could do the do not disturb stuff, the screen time. You can customize it.
I think Apple's
my favorite, if you have, like, a MacBook, like, AirDrop. Oh my god. Air drama makes things so easier.
Yes.
Awesome.
All right. That too. So, all in favor that Android is the best phone?
You guys watching at home, raise your hands. Raise your hands.
This won't be out till later.
So why'd you change?
I can't speak.
No, you already voted.
What I changed?
You got no points for that.
My phone broke, and I was borrowing my brother's phone. So for a short time, I was like, wow, this is really nice.
So you would change back?
I would definitely change back.
What?
Absolutely.
I would never text Nico again.
You guys have to witness it for yourselves. I'm telling you, get a flip phone. What is that? The flip phone.
Samsung.
Motorola.
Motorola.
A Nokia.
Nokia. You know the ones that flip.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like the touchscreen too.
That's touchscreen.
Mine's flip.
I have an Android before.
You did?
Yeah, and
I was Android before.
Yeah, throw it in the river. I'm kidding.
And then it lasted. It didn't die.
That's why iPhone is abolished.
So it's a zero.
I like the flip phones, and then you're like, you know what? You hang up on the. Oh yeah.
You can throw it and it won't break.
That's true. Yeah. Also.
All right, another one.
I have no idea. Right? About my phone.
What did you say?
Let me see. Okay, I'll do one. Okay. Sorry, guys. My hot take is I think K-pop is overrated, and I'm not fond of the culture that it's become. I think there's too many idolizing in it. I think, the things happening behind the scenes is very toxic. Okay, I love their dancing, but most of their music sounds the same to me. It's too oversaturated, and I rest my case.
Hi. Boy, stop breathing so hard.
Go, you want to be Korean.
Okay. Honestly, I'm gonna have to agree with Pauline. I think only because I've already outgrew my Korean like K-pop phase, so like
yeah.
It is a lot at one point, and then, I mean a lot of celebrities also do that, and there's so many Korean boy bands. Now there's a Filipino Korean boy band.
What does that mean?
Wow. Like, really? Filipino men that trained in Korea and then debut in Korea. That does not make any sense. So it's kind of like far-fetched and kind of strange now.
Yeah. Hmm.
But I think I just matured.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, yeah.
What are you guys thinking?
I'd have to agree with you. I mean, even if you ask the people of Korea, like, would you guys... I was watching videos, like, and they're asking people on the street, would you like to be a K-pop star? And a lot of them were like, you know, that stardom is not for me. Just a lot of, like, humble people that are in Korea. I think it is hyped up, so I have to agree with Pauline. It is overrated. Not to say that it's bad. It is just overrated, definitely, yeah. What do you guys think?
I agree. I went through my, like, K-pop phase for, like, 2 days. And then,
two days. What?
And then
yesterday and today.
Yeah, I cover some... I collect some posters, like, memorize some songs. But then I was, like... And then I read about, like, the actor and the singer suicide. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just too much.
That's common in Korea.
I'm not going to build my room to, like, a BTS shrine.
Mm.
It's like, yeah, you're like worshipping. Yeah, it's like, it's worship, really. Like, it's like, yeah. It's like
yeah, some people pedestal. Do that.
All right. Mark, do you have an opinion, or are you ready to vote?
I agree with everyone.
Yeah, 4 points.
4 points.
Okay, 4 points. Yeah.
6 points total. Slay. Thank you. All right, who wants to go next?
Come, Sonida.
Come on, guys, this is your last time to redeem yourself.
I don't have anything.
You guys got to believe in something. That's controversial.
Have to believe in magic. Crickets, literally. Yeah, sure. Literal crickets.
I was
crickets.
Like, oh, should we just move on to the next game? Got to believe in magic.
Hmm. You want to look at the list?
That list is pretty basic.
Yeah, but it was good, though.
Ooh. I can't say anything. Yeah, go ahead. I'm done.
You got one?
You should do road trip at least like once in your life.
Is that the opinion?
Is that a hot take?
Is it?
I think many people would agree.
Some people, I would say some people prefer to travel by planes for the time to be shorter. Like to New York. Some people would fly. But like when you're road trip. What did you hear?
Well, I don't know. Go on a trip once in your life.
No, you should definitely take a road trip because, like, either with friends and or family, you really strengthen your bonds or whatever. I like not like long, not the road trip to New York we took, but like every time we drove onto the Overlook, I loved those trips. Like, we could share, we could talk on the car and like watch the sunset on the way. I love those moments.
So maybe we'll make that a hot take where let's turn it to road trip only or versus plane. What's better?
Depends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true. It depends.
I did road tripping first. Like I never been on a plane since 2018. I just stuck to road tripping. Actually, so I like road trips.
I travel by plane more and it definitely makes you sit less, but like the experience is not the same. Like you talk to your friends, you drink coffee.
So if you could choose only plane or road, like driving, that's it. That's the hot take. Because a lot of people would agree to go on road trips, but it has to be a hot take.
Yeah, it really depends because someone that can't really sit down for a long period of time that need to like stand up and you know, there are people that have like muscular skeletal or like, you know, like nervous system problems that they need to do some like physical therapy to get around. So that plane would be better just to go around for a little bit. But someone like us, like just like we're young, I'd say road trip. Let's say, for example, you have like 3-year-old kids, or rather you have like 2 kids, they're like 3, 5 years old. Let's say you guys are parents. I think it's a better experience for them to like be in a road trip to see the scenery, see different how life is. I think that in like, yeah. That will be a bonding experience for the family.
That's tough.
Wait, did Kelsey did her take?
That's yeah.
Oh, okay. That was like
so.
Okay.
It's kind of like a would you rather. So, plane or car for the rest of your life. And car overseas is an option.
Ooh,
what?
Hey, if that's
but you can't go on a plane, so you really have to drive.
So you can
but it's kind of hard though. For say if I'm going back to Vietnam, so like I can drive back to Vietnam.
In a
kind of
hard. You can drive underwater. You sleep with the fishes, bro.
Oh, that's hard still, though.
We wear like the scuba diving suit in the car. Oh my God.
I'd still take plane, I think. Oh
my God. I might do a plane too.
I say car. That sounds pretty cool.
I mean, either or, I think you have like a small chance of dying. So sorry.
Oh, that's true. Also, yeah, you're right.
What?
Like a sea monster comes.
So road trip. Show your vote. Show your hand.
Show your vote.
I mean, road trip. Raise your hand.
For road trip.
Yes.
For road trip.
Actually, no. I will do road trip. I've been pretty content without going on a plane.
Two.
Wait, Melrose.
Three, huh?
And it's fun, like, kind of discovering. Yeah. So, four?
Yeah, no, I am.
Oh, all of us road trip? Wow. That's
cool.
What did you say?
So, you get... How many points you got?
Six.
Six. So, you and, six and Chelsea are tied.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Bro, let's get out of here.
All right.
Let's ditch this podcast.
or you could forfeit and go to the next game. You don't have
I forfeit? I only have 1 point.
Okay, there's no way.
Let's go.
Did no one vote for me for the Andrew thing?
No.
Dang, I got no points?
Nico, you have 3.
That's controversial.
You have 3 points.
That's more than all y'all.
I have like a hot topic right here. Oh. Nico's leg is sweating on my pants.
Oh, literally.
That's not a hot take. That's okay. A fact.
Even though your pants. That's a fact. Anyways. Anyone else? Mark, do you want to redeem yourself or no? You forfeit.
Wait, you look so nice today.
Man, if he goes again, he's gonna win. Okay, next game.
He would choose a good one.
I don't know, maybe I'll say one more.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, why not?
I think...
For fun.
Gasoline cars are better than electric cars.
Ooh, okay, ready, go, go. That's a good one. Go.
Por qué?
I mean, I think in my case, as like a like working on cars and stuff, it's not as hard to work on a gasoline car than an electric car, just due to like it's the high voltage from the electric car, and like you have to think about more stuff. And then also, since they're trying to do electric now, I think I believe like it's worse to the environment than gas, only because of what they use for like all that voltage and stuff and all that electricity. Like I saw something on the news, I think, or a post about it. It was like they're using more, I think, more things chemically than gas. I forgot what it was though, but it didn't sound as good. And then yeah, and then you have to charge your car, like, and let's say like one charging station is like 1,000 miles away or something like that, but then the gas station is not is closer or something. I mean, I feel like the better cars are gasoline, in my opinion.
All right.
Okay.
Where to start? I think it's like this is me being a pessimistic. There's like no way that the whole world can turn electric. Yeah. I think it's impossible by the how bad we've kind of, you know, evolved things. I mean, we're pretty advanced, but I don't think it's realistic for everyone to have a Tesla with the economy, and it's just unrealistic for people in different, you know, areas of the country and the world. And yeah, I like road trips, so I can't see myself going off grid in a Tesla.
True.
No matter how many trucks they can make, it's just not. I feel like it goes against nature sometimes too. Like, you know, it's just really out of place. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have to agree with you, Pauline. Horses are the way to go. Analog all day, baby. Let's go back to our roots.
Go back to the roots.
Horses.
The carriages.
Got the horses in the back,
oh
man.
My No, I agree.
Where are my cowboys out there?
Boy, we've already probably took a lot of electricity
Mustang, the
already.
Real Mustang.
Oh,
wow.
We probably, like, there's only so much electricity we can make. Like, we're going to run out of it eventually. But, like, I guess gas is forever type thing.
Yeah, that's
fossil
true.
Fuels, though, run
it's
out.
Always forever.
Yeah, so.
What about you, Kels? Because you want a Tesla.
I don't drive. I don't know.
No, but you want a Tesla, though.
I want a Tesla because... No, just gas-wise, it's very expensive. But I don't... Honestly, because I never drive a gasoline versus electric car, so I don't know.
It's okay. I mean, it's probably
the same.
I vote
for my scooter.
Boy.
Tesla Mini. So all in favor for gas cars?
See, Muckmuck already won.
Did he really?
Yeah, because he got four the first time.
Four, yeah. Eight. Oh, yeah.
Seven. What if power runs out?
Like congratulations, Muckmuck. You won this game.
My scooter?
No,
congrats,
like,
bro.
He's not even
congrats
acknowledging
you win nothing.
Yeah, I won.
Congrats. Yeah, you're celebrating your dance.
Oh yeah,
my dance.
Can
what's
you
my dance?
Can you dance in the camera?
So we are now in our second game, and so our second game is called "I Know You Lying," which is so two people will be going against each other, and I will give, or one of us will give, a category to list out as many things within that category. For example, fruits that have seeds. And so the two people go against each other and say, oh, I can name two fruits that have seeds. And then the person can challenge them. They can go up, you know, I can name three or seven or whatever. If someone thinks that the other person is lying when they claim they can name a certain amount, then they can call them out and challenge them. And so if they meet that number, then they get a point. If they don't, the other person gets a point. Mark, who do you challenge?
Or Nico challenge me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. Or Kelsey, you have an idea?
Do you agree? Car model.
I feel like Mukbuck has an advantage. I don't know
anything about Mukbuck. Why would you tell him that? Well, the point is to lie.
You're lying.
Maybe you're lying about it. You don't know.
Let's do another topic then.
Parts of the chicken.
So annoying. we can't choose a topic.
No.
It's not us.
No, we're like, one of us three have to pick.
Fruits that are green. Ready? Ding, ding, ding. You say, I can name whatever. You keep going back and forth.
Two?
I can name two.
Say them, yeah. Babe?
How many can you name? Loser? No. I can name two.
You should go face to face like that.
Why is he? I can name come two? On, babe, come on. Get in your head.
You have to keep going.
You can name two.
No, how many can you name?
Yeah, how many can you name? How many can you name?
He knows
wait,
how
really?
Many you can name.
Thank God.
Wait.
And remember, you can fib. You can try to, you know, act like you know.
But I know.
That's the point.
200?
Wait, it's not your turn. Come on.
What if I can only name two?
A tie?
You're not supposed to call yourself out.
Come on, man.
You're no, you just to have act. To say, I can name blank. So
because your goal is to try to call them out for lying.
Okay, let's
and hope that you're right.
I don't think you can name two.
You can say that.
Why are so you lying? You...
I can name three.
Oh,
there you go. Okay. Say in the mic. Say in the mic.
Why are you lying?
What?
Okay, that, so why?
Is it why you lying? Or is it like why
no,
are you
say,
lying?
You say you're doing lying. That you say you lying.
Nah, I can name five.
Five?
Five. I'm looking at one right now.
Do you think he's lying?
Five?
Yeah.
I think he believes him.
Dude, I think you're lying.
Okay, that's it. Alright, Nico.
That's a lot, dude.
Name five fruits five that are fruits? Green.
Okay. Okay, we got kiwi. We got melon. We got bananas when they're green. We got...
Bananas when they're green.
Are they not green, Mark?
They have so to be not. In ripe mode.
Ripe mode?
Yeah, ripeness.
Wait, what kind of melon's green?
You didn't say that.
What was it called? Honeydew.
There's no rules.
Honeydew is a melon, right? Babe.
Honeydew, kiwi, avocado, green bananas. There are green bananas that stay green in Brazil. They're tiny.
Okay.
Yeah?
Oh, I know what you're going to say next.
You do?
Help me out here. It's like that.
Oh my god, it's so awesome.
Cabbages.
Is that your
that's
answer?
That's not a fruit.
It has seeds.
No, it doesn't.
Cabbages.
A cabbage?
No, I'm just messing with you. I know the fifth one. It's what?
He's like, give me a minute.
Looking
three.
Around the room.
Two,
that was the one that I knew.
Oh.
One.
Oh, lime.
Okay.
Dude, I was thinking of guava.
That was the good.
Green apple.
Guava.
Bro, good. You didn't even say
that
watermelon.
That was intense.
That's red.
But it's green, right?
The skin is green. I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, technically, it's green.
Yeah, you're right.
We weren't talking about the inside, so it's just like.
Oh, did you say avocado, too?
Yeah.
Oh, babe, you're not listening.
We can say
how should
outside or inside.
Mm. Should we tie it?
Oh, I don't
inside
know.
Inside or outside, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Kelsey, choose your...
Two-time change.
One of us.
One of us.
One of us. One of us. Why are you... Don't...
I feel like you both know too much.
What?
But I can't.
No.
I can't.
Sure,
you can.
Believe that you can, Kels. But we're not the ones picking the topic, so...
Yeah.
Oh, we gonna pick the topic.
One of
us.
Oh, shoot.
Mary Rose.
No, don't influence her.
I'll do Mary Rose, because if I offended Pauline, she's gonna kick me out.
What do you mean?
Oh, shoot. Okay, give the mic to Kelsey.
Yours.
All right, your topic.
Your topic?
Languages. Number of languages.
Hot topic. Yeah. Segment.
Should we cap it? Because there's a lot of languages.
Yeah, well, you guys can call each other out whenever.
Oh.
So it's really a risk when you think they're lying or not.
You can name a lot.
We're going to be here all night if we do.
I'm saying I'm like a...
Maybe like Latin.
Okay, ready? No, you can't think now. You got to go at each
other. I can name... Five.
I can name 15.
Right. You're lying.
Oh, wow, that was quick! Okay.
All right.
Why you always lying?
Okay. Yeah, ready? Croatian, French, English, Latin, Korean, Tagalog.
Croatian.
Wait.
She came out the gate with that Croatian.
Wait.
It's Croatian.
What? wait. Russian? Did I say Russian?
No.
Okay. Japanese. Thai. African.
Nah, bro.
Wait.
Nah, you lost.
Yeah.
African's not a language. African,
I was thinking of.
You were doing so well.
God.
Wait, can I try? Can I try to 15?
You want to try?
You can.
Okay, go.
Well, Chinese, Mandarin, Cantonese.
Why are you looking at me, boy?
Yeah, and I mean people from different cities in.
Okay, go
in
ahead.
In China, it talks like a different language.
Go ahead.
Wait, so like, do we, are dialects considered a language?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like Shanghainese.
Shanghainese.
Shanghaihua.
Chenduhua.
Man. Sichuanhua.
Hey, yo, search this up, bro.
And I'm still from, like, Russian, Japanese, Thailand.
Yeah.
Let's start over.
No, we believe you.
Yeah, I won. Yeah. I want us to consider I won.
Oh, you got a point. No, I'll go against Nico.
Let's go.
Shoe brands.
I'm not a shoe head by any means.
Neither am I, so let's go.
Let's do
okay,
it.
Okay, that's the one. That's the one.
Okay, no, countdown.
Why would you expose yourself?
Go.
I can name two.
Stay in the mic.
I can name three.
I can name five.
I can name six.
Hmm.
How about you?
I can name seven.
I can name eight.
I can name nine.
I honestly think you don't know. Yeah, I really don't think you can.
Let's see.
That's not bad though. That's not a lot though. There's a lot.
Babe.
Well, here, you said it.
Be quiet.
Yeah, you did see it.
Nah, you're trying to win. No, I didn't say why you're lying. I can name 10.
What?
Yeah.
Look at this again.
No way.
Yeah.
Just say it.
I can name 11.
Go open the mic.
I know you're lying.
You
was lying.
All right, Nico.
No, I'm not.
Go!
Go ahead.
All right, so.
How many?
Let me break this 11. Down. Got lacrosse. We got.
Lacrosse? What the heck is lacrosse?
I think she means...
Lacrosse.
You're done. Lacrosse.
I'm like, lacrosse? Like the sport?
Does it already disqualify?
Oh my God, yeah.
I rest my case.
So did I win?
Yeah.
Lacrosse?
No.
She said African.
Oh.
She did say African, though.
Stop.
Day on the first Don't. Answer.
Stop.
Wait, what if you kept going?
I don't know if I could.
Why didn't you
I
name,
might have lied.
Why didn't you
I probably
the shoe
could only
that you
name
walked
eight.
In here with?
You had the shoes you walked in here with.
I didn't walk in. I walked in with sandals.
Five below.
But what was the
five
brand?
Below sandals.
What was the brand?
Walmart.
I don't know.
Mary, who do you challenge?
I'll challenge you. Who's you? Who's
me?
You? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh. And then we'll,
did
we'll
you just ask for like
you said me?
Said, who's you?
He said who?
I forgot. We're not on the same team.
That's good for them.
How many number of countries? I don't know, South America or do South America?
Why so specific? Which part is South America?
South America. Yeah. South America.
Okay.
Countries in South America.
You know where South America is?
That way.
Yeah.
Like, the one below us.
Yeah. Okay. I can name. Two.
No, oh my God. I don't think
you want to do Africa?
No.
No.
Bro, I cannot. Oh.
You're supposed to lie, Mary. So
I can name zero.
You're lying.
I can name two. So. I can name one.
I think you want to live. I can name four.
I can name... I'm thinking.
I'm pretty sure you can name more than...
Maybe I... Zero. I can name...
You're lying.
Boy. I can name... Wait, I'm like putting the map in my head first. Hold on. I think I can name two.
Doesn't teach us geography.
But I said three.
Fuck. You're right.
You can call me a liar if you want.
You're not lying. I can name...
I ain't calling you a truth.
I can name... Oh, man. I can name four.
Y'all both lying.
Are you playing right now?
I can name five.
I can name five and a half. I'm just kidding. What's
and five? Half?
I've developed.
Five and a half. I know you lying. Go.
Five and a half?
No, oh, five.
Five?
She's El Salvador. Like, Mexico.
What?
Right.
Stop.
She's like, how'd you know? How'd you know?
Oh my god. I said El Salvador, is that one?
That's technically, yeah. Central America is still South America.
Yeah.
I don't know the Americas.
Just down there. Just down there.
Down there?
Yeah.
All the Spanish-speaking countries.
Pretty much, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? There's more in Africa. Spain.
Wait, is Dominican Republic down there? No.
That's Caribbean, right?
Is it not?
That is Caribbean.
Yeah.
That is
Dang,
Caribbean.
I'm like on the other side. I'm done.
Our world is doomed.
No.
Our generation is doomed.
I hope no one from my work or any of my friends see this. I'm so
dumb.
Try.
Chile, Venezuela, El Salvador, Belize, Belize?
What did you just say?
Belize?
What is that?
Oh, is that not?
What is Belize?
I know that
country. B-E-L-I-Z-E?
Belize Navidad?
Belize Navidad.
What is it? How do you say it?
Belize.
Is Belize not a...
Belize?
Bolivia?
Where is that?
Belize?
Bolivia,
where did they get
Cuba?
That from? That's a place, right?
What is that?
It's in Central America.
Are you serious?
Because, like, I've never heard of that
before. I was just testing you.
In Argentina.
You did great.
Oh, Argentina's a good one.
Too. Shout out to my first grade teacher.
Who wants to do one more? No, Kelsey or Nico. Oh, or wait. Why
Kelsey
can Kelsey
and
Nico?
Oh, yeah, Kelsey and Nico.
Okay.
Bring it on.
Well, no, we should do the coffee with these guys.
Oh!
Okay. But I feel like I'm the best at it.
What?
I'm the best barista in the world.
Alright.
Okay, best barista in the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so coffee style.
You're sweating already.
Yeah.
Different.
This can be like international too, like the world's
coffee?
Your oyster. Yeah. But not brands, like styles of making coffee. Okay?
Alright.
We hope that you know what you're talking about, because we won't know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, right.
Okay, ready?
Like, set. This is gonna be in the comment section, it's gonna be barista's like get a load of these.
I am not a very. I wouldn't say I'm the best barista.
Say,
okay, ready, set, go.
I can name nine.
Dang. Okay, high stakes.
How about them apples?
I can name 10.
Oh.
How about them apples?
I'm like envisioning the Starbucks menu,
right?
The Barking Man menu.
It's like
Java Nation.
I can name 11.
I can name 12.
No, you can't. You're lying. You're lying.
I don't know if it's even possible.
Wait a minute. Can we do like hot latte and iced latte? Would those be different?
I mean, it doesn't. Whatever you.
Hot and iced is two different.
So
it's latte.
I believe you then.
But we're not naming like.
What?
Where we're
no,
not,
you cannot take it back. You cannot take it back.
No,
it's too far.
I didn't know.
No.
Like,
but we're not doing like different crafted drinks. Like, you know, like. Pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, yeah.
They're just one
but
standard
like hot
type.
And iced latte. Those are two different things.
Sure.
Because if that's so, then I can name like 30.
Oh.
Wait, so we're.
No,
are we
then.
Still...
No. No.
No?
No.
Just like latte.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just that.
Okay. So Kelsey's naming 12.
No, it's like 10. 9, 7? No, what number did we stop 12, on? 12, 11,
honey. 11. No, he said 30. He just said 30.
No, 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 before that.
You said 12.
Yeah, 12.
No, Kelsey said 12.
Okay, latte, cappuccino, espresso, macchiato, Starbucks macchiato.
That doesn't count.
No.
It doesn't count?
Doesn't count. Okay, that's so I'm at like four. A specialty beverage.
Yeah. I'm at four.
Oh, I had that this morning.
Nitro cold brew, iced coffee. Trip coffee, Vietnamese iced coffee. Shout out to all my Viet gang out there.
Okay, that's eight.
The Turkish coffee.
Yeah, sand coffee.
Ugh. You're at nine.
Are you okay?
She's gonna like explode.
Flat white.
You said what?
Flat white.
Flat white. Okay, 10.
Instant coffee.
Sure. Yeah,
you lost.
Pour over.
There's more than that, right?
There's way more than that.
Yeah.
I could name.
Yeah, you could have challenged her. Yeah. More. She's a barista too.
Wait, can I one up her?
Wait, you are?
Can I one up her?
No, but
do you take the challenge?
Just try.
You're a
barista too. I can name 20.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Latte, cappuccino, macchiato, espresso, doppio, cortado, cold brew, nitro cold brew, cafe au lait, pour over, Chemex slow pour over, VH80, whatever that's called.
What is that?
You're just naming a machine.
But it's a different style of making coffee. You said the True. Turkish one. That's another machine. There's Keurig. There's la perzetti, the Italian way you put it on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
Turkish coffee. Camping coffee where you like put it over. You it's like a bag, right? You
mm-hmm.
put you get a bag.
Yeah. Filter.
Instant coffee.
You're literally at your last one.
You're like, really?
Yeah.
Last
one. You don't make it at all. You lose still.
I got it. It's right there. Breve.
What's that?
Oh, yeah, breve.
Oh, I see that. Breve. I don't know what that is.
It's like half and half.
Okay.
Half and half. Yeah.
Congratulations.
No, it's not 20.
And a certificate.
That's 20.
Wow. Let's do it with all of us.
What? All right, next topic is stores. Clothing stores. Anyone can volunteer to challenge.
Oh, pick me, pick me.
I can name one.
What?
Whoa.
No way. No.
I can name five.
Now you're cheating, Kelsey. Segment.
I can name 10.
Ooh, I actually believe that.
Oh yeah,
Does thrift stores count?
No, those aren't brands.
Yeah, I was gonna be like
the brands within the thrift stores.
I was gonna say that could. Well, that's whatever.
You said 10.
Yeah.
Oh, these are stores, not brands.
School. What store? I mean, clothing stores. Clothing stores.
Name two.
You we already surpassed two. We're at 10.
You have to keep going up.
I can name 11.
Okay. Babe,
what?
Are you trying?
We're doing storefront.
Fun.
Storefronts.
Sure, yeah.
What is that?
Storefront,
mean?
Like brick and mortar, like not online.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Come on, babe.
In that case, I have zero.
You can definitely name a lot, Mark. I'm sure you can.
Probably.
Okay, give us a number.
Are we at 12? 13?
She's at 10.
12.
11. 11.
Oh, 11.
Who said 11?
Me. You
said 11?
Nico.
Wait, why
did.
Are you saying you?
And you me? Did.
Nico.
You I am me and you are you.
I am you. Question.
12.
12 what?
12.
You can name 12? Can you say that?
I can name 12.
Good job.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your time.
I can name 13.
I believe that. I can name 14.
Shut up, lacrosse.
Lacrosse.
Oh, yeah. With the crocodile.
This is the Reebok Golden Nike.
Oh.
Can anyone top 14?
It's also Rebo.
It's also Rebo Golden Nike.
Oh my god.
Really?
How many did you
say? 14. 13. I'm at 14. 14.
What are you saying over there?
Come on, you guys can fib. You can lie.
15.
15. And then I'll call you out.
15. You can see the Asian
brand. Why are you influencing her? You're a bad influence.
All the Asian brands.
All the Asian brands? Fun. It's just one chin.
Uniqlo?
Uniqlo's Chinese?
No, Japanese. Not Japanese. Asian. Oh. Asian.
Hey, guys, come on. Give us
sorry,
a
sorry, Shirin is Chinese.
Does that mean I win?
Maybe.
What? Okay, what name them.
Does anyone challenge?
Huh? Wait, what's the number? 13.
14.
14?
14. Oh, it does. You're lying.
Okay.
Oh.
Here we go. Man. Nike. Mm-hmm. Reebok. DSW.
That's not a brand.
That's a brand.
Oh, that's a school. Oh, yeah. That's
that
a store.
Is a brand.
It's a, with different brands.
No, that's
brands
a store.
Shoes.
We're not doing brands. We're doing stores. Yeah.
That's like clothes.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's a store. That's a storefront. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're naming Wheaton Mall right now?
Yeah.
You're like going through the directory.
Going through the floors. Yeah. First floor, second floor.
I need
floor
to remember.
Clothing stores, yeah.
H&M.
Isn't DSW's shoes?
Yeah, it but it's like different brands of shoes. Oh, maybe there's some clothing.
Is that clothing? Yeah, I guess.
Oh, wait, I thought we were just doing just stores.
I'm like going through like every mall stores I've ever been to. I'm just walking in that mall right now
Lake
in my
Forest,
head.
Lake Forest.
Yeah.
Montgomery, Arundel.
Man, Lake Forest. I grew up there.
Bruh.
Lord and Taylor.
Wow.
Never Macy's.
Wow.
JCPenney.
Okay.
You're on a roll. 5. 4.
Chill. Oh, no.
Where did you go?
3.
With your friends?
2.
On a Friday.
New York and Company.
True.
3. Oh, yeah, you're right.
2.
Okay.
1.
Why are you counting down? You're not even counting.
Spencer's.
What? You went to Spencer?
When was the last time you went to Spencer's?
We're just learning, like, where you went.
Right?
What was he doing in Spencer's?
Journeys.
Okay. No, that's true. That's 10.
Yeah, that's 12.
That's 11. What? That's 12. That's 12. That's 12.
Oh, we heard got a name way more.
You heard it
that's
here.
That's 12.
We got
Why are you counting down?
Because the pressure.
Dude.
Marshalls.
Hey, are you helping him?
Cheater!
No. I heard what she said. I'm not going to say it. That would be cheating.
Okay.
Marshalls, that's 13. I need one more. What am I wearing?
Boy.
This is from Brazil.
Just look at the tag. What does it say? More? Oh.
What?
Come on, God. Man. Where can you not afford?
Oh, if you put it that way. Oh, this is easy.
Gucci.
What?
Lacoste.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Lacoste. Lacrosse.
Oh, thank you.
We all didn't have that, though. Only outlets.
That's good, man.
Good job, guys. I don't
what
know.
What does Walmart and Target count?
No. That's like a variety
that's of like brands in there.
What if you said urban?
That's like supermarket.
Urban Outfitters. That's clothing. Oh. Yeah.
Zara.
It's closing.
Then you could have won, yeah. Mark.
I know.
It's closing.
But you didn't. We didn't Gucci. Challenge him, dude. Yeah. He didn't do anything.
I know. I did.
Louis Vuitton.
Oh, yeah,
we just always thought Nico was lying everywhere.
Oh, yeah,
that's why.
Right.
Tommy Bahamas.
Good job, guys. We did it.
Yay.
I don't know who the winner was. We're all
that
winners.
Fun.
That was really fun.
I'm so happy I won, guys. I just want to say thank you for having me here. All I want to say
anyways,
is that you guys need to get better
oh
at this
God.
Game. And
you guys
just
need to
get
better.
What can I say? Like, you can't get mad for being bad at this game.
This guy stinks!
All right, guys. So that's a wrap on our first game night. Did you guys enjoy?
Yeah!
Is that an exaggeration?
She's paying us to do the. I was literally going to say that.
If you enjoyed this and you want us to continue the series, please let us know and comment below if you're on YouTube or in one of our posts on Instagram. And if you have any ideas on what games we should play, please let us know. I think it'll be really fun. And yeah, thank you guys for being here. Thank you for being here late at night on a weekday. Thanks for being such wonderful friends and never failing to make me laugh.
Oh, yo, the mic,
thank you for your dumb humor and your corniness and your ridiculousness and your ugliness and your love.
What did you say?
Yeah, so that's it. I can't wait to see you guys and hear more about how your summer's been going. Please let us know. And we'll let you know of any Positive and Ponder updates. And we'll talk to you guys in the next one. Don't forget, let's see if they're my real friends for saying this. Don't forget to always
love.
To always be
curious.
I gotta go.
What did you say?
Don't forget to always love. To always be curious.